I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Some kid was complaining about having too many TV choices the other day and how the streaming services don't have everything they want. Bah! Back in 2008, we had to scramble. We had to fight for our TV over the internet. Get off my lawn, and I'll help you know a little more about how free web TV used to be. Back in 2008, I did a series called Insider Secrets for CNET. One of the episodes was called Free TV on the Web. So in this episode of Know a Little More, I'm going to go through what was in that episode and talk about what has and has not changed over the years and help you understand why it was like that back then and why it changed. The open of Insider Secrets goes, sometimes you don't find out about a good TV show until partway through its run, or maybe you don't get a certain channel. Okay, the first part's still true. Not getting a certain channel, that's sort of an old cable problem that people forget about. Your cable service didn't get that channel. Or even worse, for whatever reason, your DVR fails to record your favorite show. Because we all used DVRs back then. Thanks to the internet, there are many ways to catch up and maybe even ditch cable. I'm Tom Merritt from CNET. Blah, 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 blah. There are still many popular shows that don't put their content online. Honestly, that's kind of not true anymore. Like, at this point, almost everything is online. I do give the caveat of legally. Obviously, even back then, there were ways to get everything if you wanted to do some piracy. But I say still a large number of shows are available legally online. Here are some of my favorite resources to find them. Step one was to go to the network's website. More and more channels put full episodes on their site. You may not realize that back in 2008, NBC, CBS, ABC, Showtime put full episodes of their shows up for streaming on their website. You'd look in the video tab, find a link, usually called full episodes, and they would stream them with commercial interruptions. They probably weren't keeping old episodes. I think, if I remember right, it was maybe four or five episodes. But if you wanted to keep up the way you would by watching regularly over the air or over cable, you could. And you could even somewhat replicate a DVR because maybe they had last week's episode, something like that. But you had to watch commercials. So that was tip one. Go to the network website. And a lot of people didn't realize that was an option back then. Of course, also, broadband speeds were slower. So this didn't work for everyone the way it pretty much works for almost everyone now. I go on. Another resource is a video aggregator site like Hulu.com. Yes, Hulu was around in 2008. I describe it as a cooperative venture of TV networks to provide easy access to movies and TV shows. Although anything you find there is likely to also be at the network website, it's convenient if you want to watch shows from multiple networks at one site. The shows also had commercials, and they didn't keep all the back episodes around. So even back then, Hulu was only doing like the last five episodes of network shows quite often. They didn't, in the early days, focus on back catalog the way they do now. Here's where it starts to get weird. Okay. You're like, oh, network websites. Well, I guess that's like network apps now. Oh, Hulu. Hulu was around then. It's around now. One of my favorite portals to check for TV shows is AOL. Yep. AOL.com/video had partnerships with video suppliers, including Hulu. Because here's the other thing. Hulu was available for free with ads. If you paid for it, you got access to more shows. That's where you might find more back catalog. But originally, the idea was to compete with YouTube. So the premier Hulu experience was free with ads. And because it was free with ads, they could strike partnerships with a company like AOL and put those same free with ads episodes on the AOL site. This is part of the reason that you saw them on the network websites. You could find a wealth of back episodes from major shows there as well. So AOL, I feel like I'm accurate in saying, had Babylon 5 available for a long time. That was the place if you wanted to stream old episodes of Babylon 5 for a long time. It was AOL.com. Another good portal, I say, is Fancast, a service operated by Comcast. It was meant to tell you all the places you could watch any show, and it was actually really good at that. When you searched for a show, they would give you any streaming versions that Comcast had access to, as well as a schedule of airings on TV to kind of encourage you to watch Comcast. And they also linked out to DVD versions, but there were some shows that you could watch within Fancast. That is something that you don't need from Comcast now, because they're just going to put that in the box, the Xfinity box. And they have some apps that you can access stuff. So apps have kind of replaced that now. You may be wondering why I hadn't mentioned Netflix yet. Here's what I wrote and said on the video. If you're a Netflix subscriber, another place to find old TV show episodes is through the Netflix streaming service. Your account allows you to stream many TV shows that are out on DVD. You'll have to have Internet Explorer or a dedicated device like the Roku Netflix box to use the service. Netflix is so new, it's down farther in the article. It's the, hey, you all know Netflix, the DVD by mail service. Did you know they also have streaming? And there's some stuff there. This is 2008, right? There's no House of Cards yet. So there's certainly no Stranger Things. There aren't even a lot of movies and TV shows, but there are some. So it's worth mentioning after you've mentioned AOL and Fancast. This is a good perspective setter that Netflix, first of all, was very early to the streaming service idea, and that Netflix didn't have a lot of streaming at the beginning of its streaming service. It was still very much a DVD service, and streaming was an afterthought. And in fact, I remember back in 2008, a lot of people said, this streaming thing is going to go away. They're going to die. Why would you do that? You get a DVD, you know it's going to play. You're not going to have broadband issues. They have no selection. There's no titles on there. Netflix streaming will never catch on. And you also had to have Internet Explorer. It didn't work because of their DRM in all the browsers yet. And the Roku Netflix box, the reason I call it the Roku Netflix box, is Roku only did Netflix when it first came out. It was the only thing on it. They didn't have other apps. They didn't have an app store. It was a player designed simply to play the Netflix streaming service. They quickly added other things to it. But when you bought the original Roku, it said Netflix on the box because they had spun out of Netflix and that was pretty much their only deal. Another good free streaming provider I mentioned was Juiced at juiced.com, J-O-O-S-T. I believe this was founded by the folks who founded Skype. And after they sold Skype to, I believe, eBay, first of all, before it ended up at Microsoft, they started a video streaming service. Juiced.com gave you free access to clips and full shows from several different channels. Juice didn't have a lot, but there wasn't anything that had everything back then. The idea of a streaming service having all the shows was just not something you thought of. So if you notice, I start with network television because at the time, that's the most desirable television. ABC, CBS, NBC had the best shows. They had Lost. They had The Office. They had Parks and Rec. Those are the shows you want to go find. So you go there first. Then Hulu, which was in bed with the networks, had the next best selection. Then AOL, then Netflix, and finally Juiced, which which had a few things. Now I get into, if the show you want isn't streaming anywhere, you may have to buy the show. The bad news is that costs money. The good news is you don't have to watch commercials. And, of course, Apple's iTunes was the first thing I mentioned, where you could download many TV shows for $1.99 an episode. I think they're actually cheaper now. I think most of them are 99 cents. Maybe it's $1.99 for HD. Maybe it's 99 cents for standard def. These were standard def back then. The shows will play on your computer or on Apple mobile devices like the iPhone or on Apple's Apple TV. They won't play on a non-Apple mobile device, though. That isn't true anymore. With the Apple TV app available for Android and available for the Shield TV and the Roku and Samsung TVs and everywhere else, if you buy or rent a movie or TV show through Apple, it will play on that app across platforms. But back in 2008, you had to pretty much be on Apple. I believe you could play it on a Windows machine if you had iTunes. That is correct. I did that. So yes, you could play it on your computer, on your Windows computer, by installing the Windows version of iTunes. Next is something I had forgotten all about, the precursor to one of the most dominant streaming services around these days, Amazon's Unbox. Allows you to buy shows. Once you buy a show, you can stream them in your web browser on Mac or Windows anytime you want. You can also download your shows to a Windows machine and move them to portable devices, and you can have the shows sent to your TiVo. That was the big deal with Unbox, is that they were available in more places than Apple. If you live in the Apple ecosystem, iTunes is fine for buying your TV shows, but Unbox gives you way more choices. Unbox was also a DRM nightmare. As I recall, I did a whole thing on CNET about how hard it was to get Unbox shows to play. I think the fact that you could send them to your TiVo just kind of worked. It sounded cooler than it was. And eventually, Amazon just rolled everything into Prime Video after like multiple name changes and became a place to either buy or rent or stream TV shows through the Prime Video service. But Unbox was the original name for the digital store on Amazon. I also mentioned BitTorrent.com and made a joke about how, yeah, I know, I said no piracy. BitTorrent, the company, provided TV shows through their Torrent Entertainment Network that were completely legal. They were licensed, and they had, I mean, as good a selection or better than Juiced. It just had the BitTorrent name, so it never caught on. This stuck around for a long time, by the way. They tried to keep it going in many different ways, even doing live TV. Our friend Justin Robert Young hosted election coverage on BitTorrent TV years later from this. It just never worked, and I think it never worked because people associated the name BitTorrent with piracy. Finally, I said you can also get TV shows from your game console. The Xbox 360 sells TV shows in its marketplace, some in high def, and Sony is touting movies and TV shows at the push of a button for the PS3 and the PSP. They just shut that down. There's a whole controversy about they removed some movies from your library that you might have bought through this. But back then, this was the way to do it. And Microsoft has kind of handed this off as well. The console makers themselves don't do this. They just allow others to make apps to do it. And that covered the major options out there. So here was my summing up. Stream for free, but watch commercials. Download for pay, but have no commercials. You'll notice I didn't acknowledge that Netflix had no commercials, probably because Netflix just didn't have enough selection to make it worth acknowledging. Or break the law and pirate it and risk going to court. I probably had to say risk going to court because I worked at CNET, because the reality was most people who risked piracy didn't end up going to court. But you were breaking the law, so you couldn't really advocate that, and I still don't. As more networks provide more shows, that last option becomes less attractive. That has proven entirely true. So come on, networks, make them easier to find and leave all the back episodes up, okay? That has also happened. There are remarkably few TV shows you can't find somewhere. And the ones you can't find are not in great demand. Let's put it that way. The pilot episode of 10 Speed and Brown Shoe, for instance, something I would like to be able to stream. Can't even get it on DVD because of weird licensing issues. But almost everything else you can think of is available somewhere. That is it for that edition of Insider Secrets from 2008. And that is it for this edition of How It Used to Be. Knowing a little more about the history helps set our perspective about how things are now. Let me know what you think of this episode. If you like it, I've got lots of other ideas of things I could go back and do perspectives on as little bonuses. It won't eat into the regular Know a Little More explainers that we do, but it might be a fun little garnish for people. Thanks for being with us, and I hope this helps you know a little more about how free web TV used to be in 2008.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.